Nick, Ken, Rob, and Matt.
We are live with the Better on Draft podcast, episode number 65.
Already
oh boy.
Screwed up.
My name is Ken. The final episode of the year.
Oh, man. Is it already?
I know.
2016. That way, in case
2016.
Yeah.
That way 2016.
We can just make fun of 2016 all we want.
We did 52 weeks.
Hold on. Why is everyone so mad about this year? I never hear everyone bitch why.
Because everybody's bitching because of all of the deaths.
You know how many people die every year?
There's at least a person dying every 4.5 seconds.
It's like, oh, wait, someone died right now.
So we're going to freak out over celebrities. They have a higher status for death.
Because that's what, yes, of course.
No, for people who have no lives and just worry about internet and TV.
Things like celebrity death pools.
Well, good for them. I got more things. Like someone, I didn't know who Debbie Reynolds was. Who? I'm like, who the fuck is that?
You don't know who Debbie Reynolds is?
I do now.
After you said that, you knew.
Well, no. It had to be explained to me. I'm like, okay, I have other things going on in life. I'm not worried about what some celebrity from 50 years ago is doing. Who gives a I'll just stop F-bombing. Yeah. Right. Sorry.
Anyways, go on, Ken.
But I'm kind of tired of hearing that.
All right, go ahead, Ken.
Tell us how you really... No, just kidding. we heard how you really
Andrew
feel.
Andrew would be the surviving member of Wham. Well, actually, no. Let me take that back because George Michael was a heroin addict. So,
oh gosh,
hey, 2 minutes anyway, in, and we've already the F bomb has already been cleared on the bingo board.
As Ken was saying,
do we have a bingo board?
As Ken's already said, 52 episodes straight through.
52 episodes.
Go ahead. After
we did
that
a solid
derailment.
Year this time.
Yeah. Well, actually, we also had a few half episodes, like the interview with John Mayer.
Yeah.
Which none of you were there. I was.
Is that singer?
Not the singer.
Did
John
he play
Mayer.
Guitar?
No. No.
Heard he's pretty good.
I didn't know he had a music show in collaboration with us.
Better on guitar.
Better on acoustic.
Didn't he do that one song with Fall Out Boy? Beat It?
Beat It. I would assume that's Michael Jackson.
Did they cover
but...
that song? I'd listen
yeah,
to that.
Fall Out Boy covered Beat It.
Oh, that's
but
funny.
John Mayer did the guitar.
Well, I mean, Pete Wentz can't play a
no Pete Wentz
shit.
Can't play out of a fucking paper bag if you wanted to.
Oh my god, the fact that I know who Pete Wentz is just really annoying me.
Is it because
right
he married Ashley Simpson?
Did he marry Ashley Simpson?
I think he did.
Is that the one that
engaged or?
The one with less talent?
What is that, the one that lip synced?
Yeah, that was the one that lip synced too.
Yeah.
Oh,
I see what you did there.
Yeah, did you?
Oh no, they divorced back in 2011.
Is this the what was her sister? Is it chicken or fish?
But it's, that was just, it says yeah, tuna Jessica. Fish, but it's chicken of the sea.
Chicken of the sea. Is it chicken or fish?
It chicken or fish.
So is there any famous 65s that you know, or did you just kind of give up on we're in like the offensive line?
Yeah, Larry Warford, 65, I believe.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. I can't drive. 65.
I see what you did there.
Yeah, that wasn't as cool as...
Isn't it 55, though?
The song is 55.
Oh, fuck!
You know, it's like hard.
I need to drink more.
I derailed this show pretty quick. I like this.
The song is 55. By Sammy Hagar.
I'm a little late there.
Certainly not a little old. I don't know how you got that wrong.
I say, Matt's the baby in here, isn't he?
Matt, how old are you?
I'll be 31 in March.
Oh, no, I'm the baby.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, still the youngest.
I'm actually the middle guy in all of this.
You're the middle child.
I'm the middle child.
The one nobody cares about.
Yeah, I know. And
that makes so much sense
too.
Now.
The middle child and the shortest one.
Oh, so we've got definitely an interesting show for you today. We've got a bizarre world. We're going to be doing 5 questions with Ken as opposed to Matt. I gave Matt a photo. So you already think you have an idea of what the...
Yeah, I think I told Rob what I think the beer that you chose was. So he'll reveal it at the end if we actually go with it. But I've called my shot right now.
You've called your shot.
I'm a little disappointed apparently. You didn't reach out for questions on this because... I guarantee you could have got some good ones.
You guys can still go powwow in the parking lot.
I was going to say, we can still go through. It's not like they've been written or anything.
Oh, you're just pulling these out of your ass?
They're probably some of his Quizzo questions, right?
Yeah, they're all Quizzo questions. Involving, I have no idea what I asked last night, my final night of Quizzo. Oh, well, so with that in mind.
Does that mean we're not shilling for them anymore? Unpaid shilling for Quizzo?
No, I'll probably still do that.
No, that's stupid.
Every once in a while.
Unless they're handing you dollars. It's not advertisement.
Sure, it will happen.
Tell us how you really feel, Dan.
Why do you
So every time we talk about beer, we're just going to say, and nondescript beer.
Nondescript beer.
By nondescript brewery.
All right, I get what you mean there, but shilling about Quizzo. Oh, I'm doing Quizzo.
So Matt, what is that nondescript beer you're drinking over there?
It's a purple can nondescript beer. It's like, remember NBA like 94? It is Rostergaard 99 because they didn't have the rights to put Michael Jordan's name on it.
Oh, for goodness.
I am drinking a Blackberry IPA by Perrin. But I'm mixing it very nicely and cutting it with the cherry 7-Up.
Oh, I see what you did there.
I think it was unintentional now that it...
Yeah, I didn't think that one through. That one got a lot of hate mail on the boards last week.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Oh, Rob, what's going on over there?
Oh, my God. I cannot believe this is happening over here.
How you doing?
Doing all right, you?
Good. I was going to ask you if Santa was good to you, but you haven't even opened your gifts
yet. I know. Yeah, no. We are waiting until Sunday, so we will be opening everything on New Year's Day.
Did you leave all your stuff down in Harlan County, or what were you?
Oh, no. I was out there visiting my sister-in-law. So we basically just drove down there to Independence, Kentucky, just about 20 miles south of the Ohio-Kentucky border. Spent a day out there, and then pretty much the day, like that Tuesday, we just kind of had dinner. I went to the Party Source and just perused aisle upon aisle of beer and, you know, grabbed a couple things, ate dinner, and just drove home. So that was pretty much a quick day and a half trip.
What are you drinking right now?
Right now I'm drinking one of the things I got out there because I can't fucking find it out here. It was the brewery's Mash and Vanilla. So that is a barley wine style ale aged in bourbon barrels with vanilla added, which, you know, I've substituted with what I was drinking previously when I came in here. I was really geeked about going to Glasshouse today and grabbing the Franklin P. Nuts.
What a name.
Yeah, I know. grabbing their chocolate peanut butter porter, and I'd have to say that it is very disappointing. I can't taste. It's like what Nick said. It's missing something.
Rob gave me a little bit earlier. We're gonna have to try some. There's something not in that.
Peanuts are tough when it comes to dry hopping.
It's like there's no peanut butter flavor to me at all, and the chocolate seems like they just... I don't know. It's like they just threw in a bunch of bittersweet chocolate and just said, all right, let's see what happens.
There's no cacao in this beer.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with it. Maybe it was just something with the pour. I don't know. It's just absolutely disappointing.
It's all four caps on Untappd, so maybe you just got a bad batch.
Yeah. Franklin P. Nuts House. That's what it's called.
Franklin P.
Nuts House.
All right. So if you were grading it, would you call it D for D's Nuts?
At this point, I would. I got to give props to Glasshouse, though, because they don't open until 4 o'clock, and I wasn't paying attention to what time, you know, I didn't know what time they opened until I got there, and one of the guys that was there was running the place, and he was just coming out of the brew house and just said, hey, I'll let you in. We'll fill your growler. So big ups to them for, you know, letting me in outside of regular hours. Unfortunately, with the beer, I don't know what that is.
Now you're kind of upset that they let you in. You wish you would have missed
it. Yeah, you wish they would have left you outside.
No.
You'd
not
be bitching
all.
About
no,
it right just, now. They wouldn't let me in, even though it was before hours that they opened. Be complete opposite day right now right. if that happened.
Yeah, but you wouldn't have that bad taste in your mouth.
I would not have
the
bad
beer.
Of the beer if they did not open. But, you know, I definitely... earlier I was saying, yeah, you know what, this really is pissing me off, but I think cooler heads are going to prevail right now, and I gotta let that settle. Let you guys try it, see what you think, and I think I may have to head back there and just, you know, get a glass for confirmation, because it's missing. It feels like to me it's missing so much.
Maybe it's better on draft.
Maybe it is.
Well, I mean, he did get it in a growler, so he got it on draft.
You're killing my buzz over here.
And if you know Matt Bush, he's probably hammered right now.
No, I've only had one soul, so that's not even a real beer.
Nick, what's going on?
How's it going, man?
I'm all right. What are you drinking over there?
Starting with a Schorts Ocho de Mayo.
Ocho de Mayo?
Definitely a
the
more
8th of
a,
May?
Yeah, definitely a summer beer.
It's on the 8th of May.
Yeah, I know.
It's the May 8th. I don't know.
It's 3 days after Cinco de Mayo.
It is 3 days after.
Is it like Ascension Day or something?
I have no idea.
You know, I had the same smart-ass comment Nick was going to make, so I really don't have anything.
But it was 3 days after Cinco de Mayo.
That is correct.
I'm digging this one. They really hit a home run with this one, I think.
Mm. Nice.
Yeah. Going something a little lighter to start, other than the...
Now, did you find that on the shelf, or was that sitting somewhere?
No, this was in the fridge at the girlfriend's house.
Outside of the three bottles of one level below Spam beer.
Yeah, I brought some stuff for us to try later on if we have time.
Yeah, y'all can try that yourselves.
Which one?
Good. The beer for breakfast?
Yes.
You not a fan?
Pass me one of those.
I am definitely not a fan.
No? Okay. All right.
I guess my thing is that I've never had Scrapple,
okay.
And it was until when... I brought that up in the news a month ago.
Yeah.
That was the first time I ever even heard of Scrapple.
It's not Spam.
It's not Spam. Yeah, I get that. But to me, it is a bit of a level below that.
No.
Because it just did not sound appealing to me at all.
It's like sausage, man. You like sausage?
Hold on. But you'll drink hipster brunch.
I will drink hipster brunch.
That's dry hopped with bacon. Scrapple, same freaking animal.
Yeah.
What's the difference?
It's not
in there. You're not chewing on the Scrapple when you drink it.
But hipster brunch doesn't taste like a hot dog.
Have you drank this?
No.
Yes.
So it tastes like a hot
dog? To me, it tastes like a hot dog.
I'm going to have to smell some of this.
No, but we could probably have it a little bit later on.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah. I don't know. Rob's making me think I don't want to even attempt to try this. But
and then if we have time, the Flash Golden from
Flash Gordon.
Flash Golden.
Ken, what are you putting in your face hole over there?
I'm drinking Shotgun Wedding. I think I figured out what Ocho de Mayo is for.
What's that?
It's Enrique Iglesias' birthday.
Oh, that makes all the sense in the world.
So you really think Schorts put a beer out there for Enrique Iglesias?
Why not?
I was going to say, yeah, why not?
Considering the beer names that people come up with, why would you think anything is possible?
We're running out of beer names.
Is it Schorts or Oddside that does the Mango IPA named after Mango from...
No, Mango Unchained is Baffin.
No, not Mango Unchained.
But the Mango
Unchained.
IPA.
Wasn't that Oddside?
No, Oddside is the mango after the mango from SNL.
Yeah, that's what you're looking for. Okay, so it was Oddside. So I'm drinking a Shotgun Wedding out of Country Boy Brewing.
Country Boy.
Country Boy.
Rob, are you a country
Just
boy?
Just a country boy.
Down in Kentucky.
Was it brewed in a still?
Well, it was brewed and canned in Lexington, Kentucky.
Oh, Kentucky. Look at that.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It is
Party Source is a Kentucky store, so there's a lot of Kentucky beers.
About as uncountry as you can get, but all right.
So this is a brown ale aged on vanilla beans.
On vanilla beans. That's apparently what Kentucky does, is they do things on, not in.
Well, isn't there something they make in Kentucky, you know, something kind of popular they use barrels for?
Well, apparently from what I'm being told, that a lot of breweries are popping up in Kentucky because they don't want to see those barrels where, you know, things of certain Kentucky nature are made.
Whiskey distillery.
They do
land.
Not want to see those barrels take off from Kentucky anymore.
Yeah, I can understand that. Might as well protect
that's
it.
Something like so that's something Michigan would do. Like if it's happening in Detroit, like all the Detroit barrels would be leaving. Be like, I'm going to open up a brewery just so nobody can have this.
No. Detroit or Michigan and follows along with the Deep South, like Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama. That's well known.
But you're gonna be
and I'm not going to bring it up, but I could bring up something, I think it was last year, the year before, where I'm right in line with, you would know if you thought about what I'm talking about.
Okay.
But you know I'm not bringing it up because we're not going to talk politics, but you would know where I'm coming
from. That's fine. So, Dan, what nondescript beer are you drinking?
I'm drinking a beer in a blue and silver can. It's a tall boy. I didn't bring a 40 today.
Would you say it was the best lager you've ever had?
It is. It's actually delicious. I don't know if this is different than the regular.
It's underrated. It's truly.
This is really good. For the best $1.05 I've ever spent in my life.
He's drinking Milwaukee's best, people.
It's out the door. $1.05, sir.
You get a 12-pack for $5.99 of those things.
That's cheaper
now Dan
than getting
feels
a,
ripped off.
That is cheaper than getting a 2-liter of Faygo.
This is cheaper than a bottle of water. Think about this for a second.
Weren't the 3 liter of Faygo's 99 cents?
No, I thought
that was the big K. That was the big K 3 liters.
No, the Faygo used to have 3 liters.
Faygo had 3 liters, and last I remember, they were something like $1.29.
Oh,
I don't remember them being cheaper than that.
Yeah, why drink a water though? Seriously, I can get 24 ounces of cold deliciousness.
And you know it's purifying.
Yeah, this is good to go.
You never know what sink spring somebody's bathtub is putting into it.
I would love to see Bear Grylls running around with cans of that. She's like, I don't need water.
You'd be peeing every 5 minutes.
You can survive. You don't need to eat. You can drink this. You'll survive.
It's got carbs. It's got refreshness.
I do remember watching a No Reservations episode where Anthony Bourdain did nothing but drink pints of Guinness a day for like a week.
That'd be sweet.
There's a guy I remember a few years ago who gave up food for Lent. And he would drink beer as opposed to
eat food. With a good time.
And so for 40 days, and like his work allowed him to do it too, where he was drinking on the job. Obviously, he wasn't getting hammered.
I'm trying to think if I've worked anywhere that doesn't let me go to lunch and drink. And
No. Say, I'm talking drinking at the office.
Oh,
like instead of going to, too. You know, meeting up Bob at the coffee machine, you're, hey, Bob, can you get me the oatmeal stout in the fridge? I was going to say, then again, I did drink at my office a bunch, so over at
I remember someone meeting me at a certain nondescript location. On their lunch hour, too.
Oh, I used to do that
putting
all the time.
Back more than one or two.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, because I used to. Those were the days. Then showing back up to work and just not talking to anyone because I'm like, I don't want anyone to know. Oh, geez.
I still got 5 hours left.
That was the thing too. Is I'd take my lunch at 5 o'clock and still have 5 hours left of work.
Oh, that sounds rough.
I used to work 1 to 10.
Oh,
Monday through Fridays.
No, that shift.
No, thank you.
So, you know, instead of nondescript locations, you know where we could have gone?
Where?
Brown Iron Brew House.
No, that would have been too long of a drive. We could have done that.
Yeah, we both work in Madison Heights. Let's go to Washington Township. No. Brown Iron Brew House, one of our sponsors, they have the Epic Brewing Tap Takeover coming up featuring Big Bad Baptist, Bad Baptista, and the Double Barrel Big Bad Baptist.
The Double Barrel.
The Double Barrel is good. I'm not much of a fan of the Baptista yet. I got to try that again.
So they also have
you know where you can go.
All you can eat brunch Sundays from 11 to 2, starting New Year's Day.
That'd be perfect for that hangover.
Yeah.
That's going to be the most important football day of the year coming up here.
Yeah.
It is.
Except it's only from 11 to 2, so the football doesn't start until 8.
Well, no, I'm talking. There's plenty of other things going on in the NFC. You gotta watch.
It's slightly important.
You have an extremely important game.
There's only 3 games, I think, matter tomorrow. So Sunday.
You obviously have Detroit, Green Bay. Yeah. You have
Washington, New York.
That's the big one.
You have Oakland, Kansas City. I think still is for
Kansas
the division.
Kansas City's playing San Diego.
San Diego,
Oakland. I don't know who they're playing.
So I think what can happen. I mean, a lot of things can happen if we talk football for a few seconds. A lot of things can still happen because there's still a number of positions in the playoffs not locked up yet. And obviously the big one, which is going to be tomorrow on Sunday night, is the NFC North, winner take all.
So, we'll know exactly what that game will mean come Sunday night.
No, you will.
Because Washington will be
the only game that matters is Washington and New York. Washington loses, it's done. Everyone's locked in.
Yes, but if Detroit wins and Atlanta and Seattle both lose,
they get the first round bye.
Well, that's true, but it for the 6 teams making the playoffs, it's either Washington wins or are locked
correct.
In.
Correct.
Yeah. I think we're going a little too basic. Yeah. You're going deep, like...
Yeah, the AFC's already set. The NFC, it's just whether Washington is in.
Yeah, that's the only team left over.
Now, as to where in the AFC people end up, that could still change as the events of Sunday goes on. Yeah. You have the Oakland could still lose out on a first-round bye if they lose. Mm-hmm. And now that they're without their star quarterback, that's going to cause problems.
Yep.
I mean, it's crazy with the dynamic of AFC quarterbacks going into the last week of the playoffs.
Oakland didn't have very good car insurance.
Who's their backup?
Matt McGloin. Penn State hopeful, Matt McGloin.
Yeah.
I see everything.
They said that three quarterbacks that are starting quarterbacks in the AFC account for 53 playoff starts across the board. And then if you take the three other teams in the AFC that are in the playoffs, they account for absolutely none. Yeah. So
Tom Brady's like most of
them. Tom Brady and Roethlisberger Smith make up the three. And then the other three have Matt Moore from Miami.
Or are they going to play Ryan Vagina Hill?
Matt McCloin. What?
Or is it going to be Ryan Vagina Hill in Miami?
Well, I think Matt Moore's got the start right now.
I don't care which one gets the start.
And then Tom Savage.
They're getting their ass broken 2 weeks.
Here's a real question. Where was Alfred Morris last Sunday?
Are you guys referring to your fantasy football?
Rested?
No, I think he was like a healthy scratch.
So why would you put Darren McFadden over Alfred?
Because you probably want him in the playoffs and you can expend broken hip McGee McFadden.
Blew my mind. No, Ken beat me for the extra $50. Oh. My running backs shit the bed. Like, I have nobody's business.
Oh, my goodness.
That's okay. I won.
Did you know that Tampa Bay could still make the playoffs?
Yes.
If eight separate games end a particular way.
That's like Indy last year.
It's a total, so you're saying there's a chance.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
I mean, Carolina had that chance 2 weeks ago when they beat Washington. That was still on the table. Like, that's not going to happen.
No, because they actually have to rely on AFC games in order to make
Yeah, because Tampa's best, the only way in is on, like, best victory, which is, like, the fifth different tiebreaker, which is basically a monkey flipping a coin in a back room.
No, the coin flip's below that.
The coin toss is the absolute last tiebreaking
policy. I'd love
policy.
To see that. It'll never happen.
Wait, is there an actual coin flip
that's
rule?
That's the last tiebreaker.
I think there's a list of 11 or 12 different tiebreaking rules, and the coin toss is the last one.
That would be great on, like, ESPN, like Todd McShay.
I know.
It's like Friday Night Lights. 50% of the time, the way he flips the coin,
could you imagine
the velocity of the trajectory of the thumb. It's going to go up. It's going to come down.
If it ever does happen, Detroit will be one of the two teams. It'll be the one that goes against Detroit.
I can say that the coin toss has happened in the NFL, but never for something.
Only for draft a few times.
Yeah, either for draft or for like determining who gets the fifth and sixth seed. Nothing like recent, but.
No, it was a draft pick only 3 years ago.
I don't think they did a coin toss then.
Yeah, it was like 3 or 4 years ago between like Tampa. No, not Tampa. The Vikings. I want to see the Chiefs and the Raiders or something like that.
I just want to see a sports science all about the coin flip.
I do too.
I want them to make like a decision, like the LeBron decision, but it's like the coin toss.
And this would be a huge event.
You got jaws breaking down. How the flip's gonna go? You got people in the back just flipping coins.
I wonder who gets to flip that. Like, who gets to flip the coin?
Probably Roger Goodell.
Probably.
It'd have to be.
It's the 11th tie-breaking procedure in the NFL.
It's not Rory that gets to flip the coin.
Pause.
I'm just thinking of the sports science that do that. Coin would have to flip 1,600 times in the
end. No, you know what they would do?
My gosh.
They would pump Jerry Jones full of Viagra and springboard it off his flaccid wiener. To try to see what would happen. And it would have to be in the middle of AT&T Stadium.
Well, they love to jerk him off so much. It exactly. probably would be.
Oh my gosh.
Let it be known that the time off the rails is now 7:23 p.m.
The time off the rails was 7:01 p.m. And that's because there is a minute of intro song.
It's getting weird now.
20 Dick's team, that's what I'm telling you.
So with that in mind, I gave you guys a little bit of an assignment earlier this week.
Wait, you did?
Yes, I did.
Uh-oh, I didn't do it.
Shit.
Uh-oh.
Death pool.
The death pool for breweries.
Oh,
now,
yes.
these aren't like breweries going out of business.
House.
These are breweries. These are not breweries going out of business. These are breweries that we think are going to get bought out next year.
Oh, never mind. Take that back.
So we didn't want to make it.
Glass House.
Yeah, Rob, is Glass House number one on your list?
Well, I mean, if we're saying bought out.
No. So, yeah. So, I asked you guys to think of three. One of them has to be a Michigan brewer. So, I'm going to start off first, and I'm going to go with the one that I think is going to be the most obvious, and I think Surly out of Minnesota.
Like, guys, I think Google Breweries
is going to be the first one to be bought out. Now, this is like Miller Coors, ABI, Pabst, Heineken, whatever, you know, any major Constellation, any major conglomerate of breweries. So, not like. You know, say Bell's bought out Lexington Brewing Company or something like that.
So we're talking, you know, big fish eating small fish, not, you know, small chum eating itself.
Correct.
I'll throw you one. I'm going to go kind of, I've got two that are super off the board and one that's local, but I'm going to go with one that's actually employee owned. So I think this one would be likely, and that's New Belgium.
Really?
No, no, I have no reason to believe what this. I have no idea, but I'm going to pick these guys because it's an employee-owned. So a group like ABI could say, here's $200,000 for every employee. You guys can stay on and work. You're now you're just now, you know, owned by ABI. It's
like you think there's a price that they'd flip the button and sell it.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, all they would need is 51% of the employees. If they give them all good buyouts and say, hey, you can still do your own thing. If ABI adapts the Miller Coors where you let your people do the same what they want to do, but you're just taking a piece of the profits, why not? They're already in all the ABI channels for distribution. They're almost kind of already in the fold. So all they would have to do is, like I said, pay the employees their buyouts, keep them on board, keep them at the current pay, and say, all right, you guys are now ABI employees for the most part.
I mean, with the turnover that they've had in the higher levels of New Belgium, I can kind of see it, but I really think I just don't see it happening.
I'm only saying it because I think it would be the easiest to say, listen, there's 50 employees. We're all going to give you $200,000 apiece. So here's $10 million to buy it.
It's only 50 employees there?
I'm going to get it's not that many. Okay, even if it's 100 employees. So let's say here's $100 million. That's cheap for an acquisition of, you know, any major brewer, and you take in, I think it's like the fifth or sixth biggest craft brewery in the United States. I think it would be a cheap way to really impact your footprint. And like I said, they're already distributing in all the ABI channels.
It's the fourth biggest.
Oh.
Just so you know.
So there you go.
There you go.
What about you, Rob? What do you think?
I have no idea, but, you know,
is anyone getting some wicked feedback in their phones? Oh, like, there we go. Okay. All right.
I feel like I gotta,
oh wow, that's weird.
I gotta throw out one of those
put that in my pocket.
You know, when they throw on like NFL Network when they have those bold predictions.
Bold ass predictions.
I gotta throw a bold ass prediction out there. And
a hot take, if you will.
A hot take. Funny, considering I'm sitting around in Indiana thinking about it, and I would say three Floyds.
Wow. I have no – just because of the whole Surly going to three Floyds is the reason why I picked Surly.
Yeah.
So, I mean, with the whole distillery and everything going on over there, I think three Floyds is perfectly fine with where they are in regards to mm-hmm. – again, everyone has a price.
Right.
So
thanks, Million Dollar Man.
No problem.
Mark Cuban over there.
Nick.
This is tough.
Maybe Alex.
I have two in mind. They're probably one of them might be more practical than the other.
So
let's start with the more practical one. I'm thinking New Holland. Now I say New Holland because of the recent deal that they made with Pabst. They're gonna be doing more distributing.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they got their foot in the door right there. So I'm probably thinking maybe a late 2017 pickup, possibly. Right. Maybe?
Pickup.
late season acquisition.
Six round draft pick.
Yeah, I know. No, but
on waivers.
I think they're definitely the more practical of the two that I think that could get, you know, bought. The other one probably not so much.
Hold on, let's go around the table a couple times.
Yeah. All right, we can do that.
Yeah. What about Dan? Don't forget about Dan.
Oh, come on, everyone forgets about me. It's all good. Then I hit you upside the head. I think gonna go out west. The real hot spot to be right now. I think the Chutes is gonna go.
Wow,
is that bad?
No, I'm curious why you think the Chutes.
The distribution's already there. They're already pretty popular. I think they're gonna get snagged up.
That's fair. I mean,
the story.
Yeah. There's
simple
nothing
as that.
Mm-hmm. So going back to me, I am going to kind of tack on to Nick because my local one was New Holland.
Yep.
I think New Holland's writing is on the wall after taking the money from
Pabst
that they're going to be pretty much bought out. Yep. And
there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
They don't have the Larry Bell, the Jim Short – or Joe Short. God, I always
Jim
say
Schwartz, that. Jim Schwartz runs what?
The Joe Short.
Remember when he got carried off the field?
The Dragon Mead. Yeah, I do.
Yes.
Dragon Mead. Oh, my gosh. Dark Horse.
I was actually going to mention Dark Horse as a second one later on. I don't think it would be as practical as New Holland.
I don't think Dark Horse will.
You think they're going to stay in Marshall?
Yeah, I think the big thing is obviously New Holland. Like, taking that money was the first step to basically being like, oh, look at all the money we made in the first two quarters.
Well, they're also being distributed in many different states already.
Who's that?
New Holland.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, you just got to remember, too, you're like, oh, they won't take it. You don't know the owner's disposition. A lot of people start businesses for the intention of a liquidation event like that to sell off to a bigger company or sell off. You got to remember that. People are like, they won't do that. How do you know that's not their end game?
In fact, I think that was going to happen with shorts, and look what happened.
Well, yeah, you have the whole shorts thing that just got out of Michigan last year.
Yeah.
And to be honest, like, just the stories you hear about Larry Bell, you really don't think I really think the only way he's going to sell up is if he got a huge gambling addiction, went to Gun Lake, lost all his money, and then needed to sell it.
Okay, that's two people though, out of how many thousands of breweries?
Oh, I agree, but we're talking the more bigger brewery names in Michigan, which, you know, when you're rounding out the top five, Atwater, which is owned by a restaurant company now, so I really don't think too much of anything's going to happen with Atwater.
They're owned by a different company, though. So whoever started that, I'm assuming, doesn't own it originally.
Correct. I think.
Which goes back to what I was just talking about. Someone sold that off to make money.
Correct.
People forget that. It's not, oh, this guy's going to sell this off, blah, blah, blah.
No, but I think it's more the namesake, specifically as I keep going back to Larry Bell and Joe Short. It's those two names. I really, like, I would be shocked in the next 5 years if either of them sold out. Like, literally shocked.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna pull out another local one. I think this place has decent liquid, but everything else about the brand is less than stellar. We used to joke that their six-pack carriers look like they were made in MS Paint. They've got small, stubby bottles, which are less than economical.
North Staff is talking about Big Bock.
I am going to go with Roke.
Wow.
I just think that it just popped on. If they can already unload it, from what I remember, it's somebody from Founders kind of spun it off for some money. Their liquid's decent. Their graphics are terrible. So you get someone like an AB or a Heineken to redo the brand, redo the graphics. You get it into real bottles, not these little things that I give my, you know, child.
Wait, they don't have stubby.
No, they don't have
bottles.
Well, they have those smaller bottles.
That's North Peak.
You're thinking North Peak.
I'm not thinking like no. I guess I'm thinking small, like Modelo bottles. They don't have these long necks.
Yeah, they do. You're thinking of North Peak with their Blatt style bottles.
No, I'm not thinking.
No, because I think he's thinking about because the blow your face out. Those are not like this.
Correct.
They're not longer.
They're shorter. They're not stubbies. They're not like.
But
Coors
they're not
Banquet.
The small fat ones.
They're not like Stroh's stubbies.
Yeah, no, they're like Modelo ones where they're smaller. They're kind of chubbier, but we're not talking full stubs.
Okay, maybe I can't picture what they.
So
what it is then.
You get a proper bottle. You get some graphics that don't look like a.
Oh, now I see. Okay, now I see.
They don't look
about.
Like a kindergartner made them during nap time, and then you get decent liquid out there. It's a quick
Good
way to
Lord.
You know rebrand. It's like flipping a house. You redo the kitchen, you put it back on the market, and everyone falls in love with it.
Okay,
you see what I'm saying, Nick?
Those aren't long necks. Ken showed Dan a picture, and here Rob.
Those aren't stub bottles.
I never even thought about that being different.
It never
even crossed my mind.
Google up "blow your face off" on
out Roka Kadabra or. Shit,
Devil Dog,
all day,
and then compare it to something like what, like I got, like my shorts bottle,
or Miller Lite, or Heineken, or Anheuser-Busch.
I would probably say my second one. I guess I got to stay in Michigan on this one, and I guess staying in Michigan, I'm gonna go a little dark horse on this one too, because I think they've
is it dark horse.
No, it is not dark horse.
Oh,
I think they actually make some pretty decent beers, and I mean it. Be kind of interesting if they got sold off.
So it's not Glasshouse.
It is not Glasshouse.
It's the next one. Don't steal it.
It is Black Rock.
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't even know who that is.
It's way up in Marquette.
Up in Marquette, yeah.
Up in Marquette, they make a...
No one goes up there.
51K. That 51K
true.
IPA was probably one of my favorite IPAs of the year.
Their cream ale, their Grand Rapids, I drink it here. It was really good.
Yeah. So I'm... Black Rock might be up there.
I just think it's too off the beaten path of the map for a brewer to say, you know, let's go to Marquette, Michigan and buy a brewery. But I mean,
If you're a worldwide company, it doesn't really matter.
Right.
Talk about a company out of South Africa buying up the whole world. Yeah. Just think about that for a second.
Yeah, boy.
Weirder shit's happened.
Exactly. Weirder shit has happened. So I'm going BlackRock on my second one.
What about you, Nick? What about
you mentioned Dark Horse earlier.
I guess I'm stuck on Dark Horse.
Don't look at me.
Here's another one.
We got 87 variants of Crooked Tree.
John Taffer's going to come in and make him have one.
Yeah.
Can we make that happen?
Oh, gosh.
just say we're them and just send them there and just respond to all the questions.
This one might be from left field, possibly Oddside, maybe?
No.
No, you don't think so?
I don't think so, but I mean,
isn't listening.
Yeah, I hope not. Just keep that shit.
No case of unlabeled beer for us next time.
I know.
Right.
Or everyone's going to get the hipster brunch except for Nick.
Yeah. Or he just wouldn't care and still bring it anyway. It's like, oh, they said we're going to sell
off. I hope not,
off.
Man. I really hope not that they stay here in Michigan. They got some good stuff.
Dan, what about you for a...
For a Michigan? Shit.
Or regular. We're getting three total.
We're getting deep shit. Now. I have no idea.
God.
I pass. Oh, really? I don't know. You guys know this more than I do. It's like I threw one out there. You guys are like, "Oh, what the fuck?"
No, it's you have your own reasonings, and they made sense. So I guess I'll keep going, and we'll try to come back to you maybe if you have another one.
All right, how about Shipyard? Who owns Shipyard?
I think Shipyard's still owned by themselves.
going after the pumpkin beer.
Dan's
going
to buy them and discontinue the pumpkin beer and sell them.
Can I get someone to buy them and discontinue that beer?
We haven't started a GoFundMe in a while.
How do you ruin someone's trip by giving them that beer as the first beer you drink out there? You ruin a night. That's how.
Yeah, Shipyard is owned by the Sea Dog Brewing Company.
Fuck those guys.
Asco Brewing.
I got $20 in my pocket. I'm buying them. Sea Dog.
I got it. You know, Ken, come back to me. I got another one.
Okay. No, Nick's like, get off. Nick's one. Mad. I'm making fun of his
favorite
beer.
No, I don't care.
Yes, Nicholas.
This is definitely not going to happen. But if there was going to be a surprise of the year, Stone Brewing.
Okay.
They're expanding.
What better way to, you know, possibly...
expand for a liquidation of it. I'm not making this stuff up.
We know you're not,
your
Dan.
Breweries
we're not...
aren't immune to the rest of the business world. People want to make money.
Right.
No. They're
increasing their assets, you know, sometime next year, if they haven't already, and, you know...
You want to talk about one that you know, doesn't sound like it'll happen, but one that, you know...
Make it a surprise.
I guess you never know. It could happen. But, I mean, one that, you know, got labeled earlier this year, obviously prior to the election, and probably lost a little bit of value.
You mother effer.
Uh-oh. I'll just write down Yingling right now.
That was going to be my Leicester City pick.
Yingling.
You really think that? Wow, that's interesting.
I mean, what's the next
it's only been around 300 some odd years.
There's only 5,000 breweries, Dan.
That's the one that shocks me. They expanded, yeah.
People started calling it the Trump beer, and everybody started boycotting it. I mean, here's the best time where all of a sudden, you know, potentially the value is down. Let's go after him and try and make some money.
An old man runs it, so never know what's going to go
say,
on.
Who owns him currently? Is it
Dick Yingling or whatever?
Is it
his name
someone
is?
Of the family?
It's always been family owned. But you know what? So is Budweiser.
You know what? I wish someone would buy him then, get some more distribution.
Dick Yingling.
Tell you
Jr.
the truth.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to go off the board here too. Kind of on what you guys talked about outside distribution, and I'm going to throw caution to the wind and say Oscar Blues. Same reason they took a big.
Ken got this really
this
ugly
Blues
look on his face.
That would take
Oscar Blues
everything.
Owns on like Perrin.
Yeah.
Didn't they try to buy someone else? Not Shipyard.
No, I think
they tried to buy Ballast Point.
Ballast Point. Thank you.
So,
for like $1 billion.
I'm gonna go ahead and just. Well, I mean, if someone already took my Yingling, I'm gonna go with Oscar Blues. They also experienced recently with taking a big loan to expand their processes. They could be trying to build into a small conglomerate to get eaten. Their medium fish. So maybe a big fish comes around and says, "Hey, Oscar Blues, I like yous."
Hey, Oscar Blues.
Oscar Blues, I like yous.
Hey, Oscar Blues.
And I still think Pinner's like one
we
of
the We got a 20s black guy. Like, hey, Oscar Blues.
Hey. Your name's Oscar Blues.
The crows from it. Dumbo show up. Hey.
Calhoun Tubbs.
So,
I like you, Oscar Blues.
My final pick is going to be Harpoon Brewery. Out of Boston, Massachusetts.
Who?
Not the Boston Beer Works.
That's an awesome Boston Beer Works.
Not Boston Beer Company.
That Fenway Pale or whatever. Hey, I was flying back. I was like, let me drink that beer.
If Boston Beer got bought out.
Oh, good.
No, Boston Beer Works. They're at the airport.
The broke ass Boston Beer.
They're at the airport.
Yeah, not Boston Beer Co. Oh, Boston okay. Beer.
Yeah, I knew what you're talking about.
Not the guy where you're trying to spam email.
The grandfather of craft beer. That's like somebody buying out Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five. That ain't gonna happen.
Oh god.
You know, if you think
like
about it,
Bootsy Collins walks in.
If anybody would have said Miller Coors last year, they would have actually won.
What's that?
I said the weird thing is if someone would have actually guessed Miller Coors last year, they would have won the beer death pool.
Yeah, they would.
Yo.
Yeah. So
Dan, you got one more before we take a break? You want to just throw a name out there?
No, we're good. We can
shoot,
stop them.
Shoot fish in a barrel. Do it.
Who? I have no. What do we?
Name a brewery.
How about Allagash?
Okay.
Cigar City.
Alchemist.
Actually, Alchemist. What a great Iron Maiden song. That's an underrated album, and that's a great song.
I actually thought about Alchemist because of, you know, how many people try
to
get
that
this
shit
stuff.
After that beer, how shitty that beer was, I would sell that shit, too. Take it. It's free.
You get yourself two cases of Hetty Topper and Focal Banger, and everybody will basically just drop their pants to get a hold of a can of this
Speaking
stuff.
Of dropping your pants, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back with the Better on Draft podcast.
Yes, sir.
And we are back, episode 65, Better on Draft podcast. As always, with segment two, we have the news with Rob.
It's the news. I still got to find a song for this stuff.
I forgot we hadn't organized. Oh, hard copy. Get hard copy.
Hard copy. There you go.
A current affair?
Current affair. That's another
I'll do it live.
So we get Connie Chung and Maury Povich.
Is she still married to Dan? Or are they married?
Yeah, they're still married.
No, they're
Dan
still married.
Never mind.
They're still married. They're still married.
Nice.
Maury is the father. That is right.
Bam.
They've been married since 1984.
Yeah.
How do you like meow?
Is that an Asian like food joke?
No,
is
that?
I like meow.
Good Lord. So we got another brewery that's coming into the works in Michigan. Somewhat new, but not really, because they are already available in the Chicago area. They were basically looking
at Binnie's.
You probably could. basically, they have been a mainstay in the Chicago area and were looking for a spot to open a second location out there. And couldn't do it, so they started looking, and they found themselves a no longer used Michigan State police post in Bridgman, Michigan.
Where?
It is about,
where the fuck is that?
It's about 15 miles south of Benton Harbor.
Oh, that's where I want to be, Benton Harbor.
So it is basically sitting on, as Bells like to call it, the Third Coast. But of course, about 90 minutes away from their other, or 90 miles away from their other location. So it's going to be Haymarket Pub and Brewery that is going to be moving into this location. They're pretty much almost done, and they're going to be opening next month.
And this is something that is already available in Chicago?
Yes. Oh. Yeah. So they've already had their facility, their location in Chicago, basically producing about 1,400 barrels per year. Obviously, they were looking to do a little guy, but apparently they've got some medals behind some of their beers. So they were looking for a bigger location. Now that they have it here in Michigan, it's going to allow them to produce up to 20,000 barrels annually.
Shit. Damn.
So it is going to be a pretty big expansion. Basically, co-owner Pete Crowley, he spent somewhere along the lines about $5 million in doing a renovation of the old police station.
They took the jail out, I'm assuming.
Took the jail out, yeah.
They're going to just put drunks there.
Yeah, I know. They just put drunks there, let them get sober, and let them come back and
put them in
get more beer. But they took all the beer out, had to do a little bit more reinforcement because they basically had to take the roof up a little bit so they can fit the all the equipment in there. But basically, they're going to be doing like the majority of their production in Michigan. So their big beers being their Speaker's Wagon, Pilsner, Oscar's Pardon, Belgian Pale,
what are these
Matthias
names?
Imperial IPA.
These are terrible names. Get, well, get them on the phone with Matt.
These are
Matt
names.
Matt Bush, get on the phone with
these
him.
Are names that,
I'm on it.
Those names are in reference to the Haymaker riots in Chicago back in the old days.
Oh,
so
geez.
That's where they came up with those names.
Now we lose Thumb Brewing and Thumb Coast.
Thumb Coast, Thumb.
I thought Thumb Brewing is on its way out.
So are Thumb Brewing. 51 North is on its way out.
All right, so 51 North and Thumb Coast.
So since they're moving pretty much to Benton Harbor, are they going to use names from the Benton Harbor riot from a few years ago? If you're, is that what they're going to use?
No,
for
they
the
are
beers?
Not.
Is,
gonna,
is there
going to
be a Joik Bell Brown Ale?
There's not going to be a Joik Bell.
He's from Benton Harbor.
Don't they have like the most
good idea.
Crime per capita in
Possibly.
The state?
Yeah, but was, I mean, there, was Saginaw and Flint not available for a place to put a brewery? So
well,
they go
I mean,
Benton Harbor.
They had an issue with the water.
I mean,
in
here's the thing: is that Crowley wanted to keep it close to Chicago because he is still managing the brewing
still
for
Benton
both
Harbor
and both locations. So with it only being 90 miles away, I guess it just
how
makes
far
it
is,
easier drive.
How far is Kalamazoo from Chicago?
2 hours?
Yeah.
So
was there nothing in New Buffalo? Come on, Benton Harbor?
He saw.
You can't get over this.
Have you been to Benton Harbor? No, it's a.
No, I've never been.
It's like Highland Park. You want to go hang out in Highland Park and go to a brewery?
I'd rather not hang out
okay,
in Highland Park.
Okay, it's not a lot different.
Hamtramck?
Yeah, Hamtramck.
I'd rather hang out in Hamtramck.
I'd rather hang out.
Awesome.
No, Hamtramck, as long as you can handle the call to prayer every how many whatever
yeah, exactly.
fucking hours. Seriously, though, it's like Saginaw, shithole, crime ridden. Flint, shithole, crime ridden.
Bad water.
Benton Harbor, shithole, crime
ridden. Well, I mean, basically, he saw the location, and basically, with his retailer, they said, yeah, we've got this police station. We don't know what to do with it. And it's just sitting there along the highway,
I got you, fam.
And it just said, you know, yeah, exactly.
I got you, fam.
Exactly. That was basically, hold my beer, I got you, fam. Let's get a deal in this place.
Geez.
And that's what they bought. So basically, I mean, obviously, they've already had it, and they've done the renovations, because they're opening next month.
Wow.
So this place is ready to go.
All right, we're taking a trip. We're going to go out there.
Well, here's the kind of the fun part about it, is that obviously with all of this being able to brew about 20,000 barrels, they want to take most of that back to Chicago. Which kind of goes into the interesting thing of the system, as in the three-tier system.
They're not selling it here if they're taking it.
Well,
there,
no, they are.
Matter.
They are. There is still the plan to sell it here, but
they
of course,
most of
if
it.
They want to take it back to Chicago, they've got to sell their beer
to themselves.
To themselves, they have to. The beer has to be sold to a distributor in Michigan. And then they have to buy it back
in Illinois
in a distributor in Illinois.
That just sounds really.
It sounds like is this a Michigan thing that causes this?
I think it's a federal thing just because of the prohibition. I mean, I think it's interstate commerce. We've also talked about how there's a barrel limit where if you're under so many barrels, you can self distribute.
That's right.
What's that? Is it 10,000?
I don't remember what the number is, but you're right. You can self do it
so
in a certain area.
Do we know? I mean, I think it's what 10,000 barrels, 15,000 barrels.
I don't know the number. I wish
so. Maybe
was
if
here.
They, only
tell us.
Allegedly distribute 10,000 barrels and it's 11,000, they can self distribute to Chicago, or they can say we have a capacity of $20,000. We only brewed 8,000 barrels and then take 12 to Illinois. I mean,
I'm pretty sure there was an area range too, which might play into the Benton Harbor thing.
Yeah, maybe it is. I mean, because we don't think Benton Harbor and the hub of craft beer. So maybe.
But thinking straight across the lake, it might be within the area.
I mean,
allowed to.
Well, I mean, you have to go through Indiana then.
Yeah, exactly. Unless you're taking a boat across Lake Michigan, you're going across. You're going Michigan, Indiana into Illinois.
That's true.
But I mean, they'll just smuggle it. I mean,
smuggle. I'm sure that's what they're going to do.
Yeah, they're just
going
to go Boardwalk Empire on us with their own beer.
Al Capone, he's from Chicago.
Yeah, well, right? True. I mean, I guess they'll figure it out one way or another.
Hold on, is there a Kennedy involved by chance?
That I know of, no. I did not see any Kennedys listed in any article.
Is there a Clinton involved in this?
Oh, jeez.
Did not see any Clintons either.
But, I mean, how many barrels of beer do you think would be sold in Benton Harbor? So
how many bottles of malt liquor will be sold in Benton Harbor?
I guess I mean, what if it's just one of those stops that you make on the way to Chicago? Let's say you're heading out to good old Rare Day.
Hold on, though. Where are you coming from coming through Benton Harbor?
I mean, it's basically right off of I-94.
Well, are they going to produce? I mean, you said they're going to produce. Are they going to, like, pour out of there, too? Or is this going to be a production facility?
No. They're going to pour out of there, too.
Because my thought is maybe if it's just a production facility, they can do it because they're not using the distributor model.
A tap room.
Yeah. So there will be a tap room. Apparently, even as big as the station is, the tap room looks like it's actually going to be smaller than their current location in Chicago.
You know, so, I don't know. There's 9 different Anheuser-Busch breweries that do Budweiser in the United States. So there's got to be a loophole because they all go to Missouri at one point. So there's got to be a way around it that we just don't know about because they do a flight from each brewery to Missouri at 3:30 Central Time so they can taste each batch from each different brewery. So there's got to be a way that maybe we just don't know about. There's got to be a law, a loophole where you can go to your home base or whatnot for that. There's got to be an Anheuser-Busch law.
And that's why they have lobbyists.
Politics.
I'm shocked it's this hard to take beer across state lines. I didn't think it was that hard to move it across unless you're distributing. Like, if you're taking it from one place that, like you're talking about, it shouldn't be that hard.
Yeah,
load it on a plane and fly
it
there.
It shouldn't. It shouldn't, but, I mean, that's basically for what they're doing. I mean, that's essentially what they have to do because it is a Michigan-produced beer that they have to go through this distributor chain in order to get it back and
be what you get for choosing Michigan to make your beer in.
They couldn't find anything in Chicago. I mean, they wanted to get creative. This was creative to be able to. I mean, and that's the other thing is that for some of these beers that people I guess have sought out.
Didn't they check Pennsylvania or anything? I mean, that's
Wisconsin. Could you imagine, hey, if you're a brewer and you live in, like, Chicago, hey, we want you to head up a new production facility. Where? Benton Harbor, Michigan. You go from Wrigleyville to Benton Harbor.
To Benton Harbor. Oh, all right, man.
Again, I mean, he's managing the
brewing.
Good
thing is
the
cost of living dropped 80%.
You have to get paid to live in Benton Harbor.
He's managing the brewing in both locations. So you talk about,
pulling the short straw.
You put it in Wisconsin. Now he's got to fly back and forth.
No, Wisconsin is right up 94 from Illinois.
Very quick drive.
Yeah, Wisconsin to Illinois.
Coming from Chicago?
Yeah. Hour drive.
As soon as 94 splits, you're up there.
Yeah.
Which I guess it's been a long time since
you can hit Kenosha probably in a half hour, 45 minutes.
And Point Place is only 20 minutes from there.
And that's why I was never the geography guy.
Build your damn brewery in Oshkosh. You'd be good.
Oshkosh is a little too far away.
Or you can go into...
You're almost to Green Bay at that point.
Just go to Green Bay at that point.
Well, yeah, you're in Appleton and then Green Bay. Yep.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of the name of that city from Making a Murderer.
Manitowoc. You can take the boat from Ludington
I went there.
I've been on that boat. Were you on that boat with us?
No, the ferry that goes across? I actually did go to that when I did the Green Bay game back in September. I did go to Manitowoc.
If you take the boat, me, Brent Steep, and someone who's no longer a man, they're something
Caitlin
else
Jenner?
Now. No. Yeah, similar. Yeah,
something like
took that boat across before. It's fun.
All right,
it's only 2 hours.
Ken looks confused. Do you remember that?
I wasn't there.
Oh, no, I'm just saying we took the ferry.
Were you trying to say I'm the one that's now not a man?
No,
taking a ferry was actually an actual ferry. That's not a bad.
Forgot he wasn't there for that weekend.
Not the app I showed sent out earlier.
Oh, forgot.
That was a long weekend though, Dan. Our car got stranded. Our car overheated that weekend.
Oh,
did you go to Avery's Junkyard?
I would have for a part. I would have gone there.
I did go to Avery's Junkyard on during the Lions game.
When you were in Green Bay.
Yeah.
Nice.
We drove by.
Nice. As there was another thing from Carlsberg, and apparently this is now their second year doing this little contest that they call probably the best job in the world, where basically it was a job
it's
to
gotta be a fluffer.
Sit around and drink.
Did that go over everyone's head?
Oh, we heard it.
Oh, no.
We just
no
sold you.
Yeah, we just,
somebody
just
fluffed Paul. He's got a windsock thing
don't,
going on.
Don't no sell me.
Oh, boy.
good God. So this year, basically, there was a job, their quote-unquote job posting, where basically you would sit around and drink beer for 4 hours, required zero skill except for needing to drink Carlsberg beer, which I think actually is a skill. And and apparently one of the requirements is that you did not have transportation, because basically they were going to send a driver to pick you up.
But is Carlsberg in Denmark?
England.
Okay, so mass transportation, we're good.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. Well, yeah. Here's two things.
London's
one,
for
working those set hour 4 hours, you would earn $20,000
a day or like
no,
a year
for the 4 hours.
So $5,000 an hour is your payment.
You're done.
Wow.
Now the catch. This is not in England. You needed to be living in Singapore.
It's the most expensive city in the world, isn't it?
So apparently,
yeah,
again,
like $7,500 a month rent or some shit.
As they did last year, apparently, again, you needed to be living in Singapore, and of course they had already picked their winner, which was about 2 weeks ago. And finally, actually started seeing some things posted about it. A marketing manager won the contest. They had to basically compete with other competitors doing some challenges. Basically, things like pouring a beer and, you know, I don't know, just crazy stuff like that. So basically, this guy got a suitcase full of money, which basically $20,000 in.
Now, is it 20,000? Is it Singaporean dollars?
Yes, I can't think of what their currency is, but basically in U.S. is about $14,000. Yes.
So you're getting paid $14,000 a day. 5 days a week?
No. You're getting paid $14,000 for 4 hours.
Once.
Okay.
Once.
The Singapore dollar.
Once. Yeah. So you don't, but you don't, I mean, you go there Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, right? Or you only go once.
No, it's
you
just
go to one day.
It's just one day.
So it's an appearance fee, basically.
Yeah, basically. And you sit around and you just, you know, flog.
So you're like a local celebrity for a day?
For 4 hours, yeah.
Okay. How do I sign up?
You have to live in Singapore.
Yeah, live in Singapore.
It's, what, a $600 flight to get you? $14,000?
Well, no, here's one thing. Because I can't say that I, you know, partake in Carlsberg beer.
For $14,000? I saw you drink Four Loko for $20,000. You'll drink full Carlsberg for $14,000.
He's got a point,
hey, by the way, out of Denmark. They're originally Danish.
I mean, the question, what is the worst beer that you think you can handle for 4 hours to make 14 grand?
The answer is yes.
This isn't a hard job. What? Except for living in Singapore, that won't pay your rent.
I don't think you have to live in Singapore. You have just
Wait, hold on, for those four hours. Dan. Hi. Shipyard pumpkin.
For four hours.
For 4 hours.
Oh, no. Fuck no.
For $14,000.
Dude, that's a great segment.
$14,000.
That's not a lot of money, man. I don't know.
You would not drink the worst tasting beer for 4 hours to get $14,000.
You would have to drink 4 hours worth of it. So you couldn't just like sip on a beer for 4 hours. This isn't like.
Well, I mean, it's not like it's going for a Guinness World Record and drinking it straight.
I think the challenge should be you have to drink
a 12-pack of X liquid over four hours. Because that's
like no. He is shaking his head no.
It's not that much money, no.
That would pay my mortgage for almost two years.
That's one of my student loans just gone.
Nope.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, yeah, I would sit here.
I'd do it.
Seriously. I can earn money in a lot of different ways. No, I'm not.
There's not much I wouldn't go to drink for $14,000.
There is apparently.
Hold on, but I know Carlsberg doesn't make a fucking shipyard pumpkin ale. And I've had Carlsberg on cask and on tap, so no, I'd do it.
They're
not bringing in shipyards. As, like, oh, you're drinking this.
As long as there are no stipulations on, as they call in eating championships, reversals,
yeah,
that I would drink Four Loko for $14,000 for 4 hours.
Why are they paying people to do this?
It's just
marketing.
They probably want a white guy
to be in Singapore.
I don't think they want white people in Singapore. They hate fucking English people there, and...
Well, I don't know.
Singapore.
I don't know.
I think it's just $14,000 marketing campaign.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
They got people talking about it.
Yeah, why not? I mean, just drop
English, like, waltz all over that place for a lot of years. I'm like, oh, hey, come on, white guy, come back to Singapore. It's like drinking, like, sake with Mr. Miyagi. Is that what it'll turn into?
Hold on, breaking news.
Uh-oh.
Jabril Peppers to not play an Orange Bowl.
Hey, marketing value.
You mean the fifth best in the Heisman voting out of five?
Oh, shut up.
Oh, too soon? Did I call that right?
That's
yeah, I guess so.
Jabril Peppers to not play. Jeez. Yeah.
Well, CBS says injury.
It's his hamstring, yeah.
Anyway.
I was going to say lower body injury. The ultimate NHL injury. Like,
yeah, lower body.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody has lower body in NHL. Come on. Meanwhile.
Back at the farm.
Back at the farm. Miller High Life, you know, as they like to call themselves, the champagne of beers.
I saw this.
They are.
Has decided to really become the champagne of beers as they've come out with a limited edition release of Miller High Life in 750 milliliter champagne bottles.
Oh, hell yeah.
It is available only in either in Chicago or ordered online, which, as you brought up, Benny's, you could actually order it on Benny's.
They won't ship here.
Nope.
Yeah.
What? So,
they will not.
Welcome to Michigan.
Will they go to Ohio?
They can have them delivered to, like, a UPS store in Ohio. No, is that what you're talking about?
Mailboxes, et cetera.
Tara has family in Ohio. I can just drive to Toledo and do it.
So I guess you can go that way. But despite apparently being limited edition, they can be bought online. And I went to the site on Benny's. It is for the absolutely astronomical price of $1.99 a bottle.
Holy shit.
For High Life?
For a champagne-sized bottle of High Life.
I almost bought a 32-ounce can of High Life instead of this. Why am I spending...
Nondescript beer.
Why am I spending $1.99?
I believe it does come in, like, a nice crate. I mean, it's
who
not...
Who cares? It's High Life.
But how many?
$22.99 for a case.
Not even. $17.95.
It's kind of a birthday for Miller High Life because
was. Let's just talk about $1.99.
Oh, yes. I am talking $1.99. I am not talking $199.
Wait, no. You're talking $1.99?
I'm talking $1.99.
Oh, I thought you meant $1.99.
Oh, hell no.
Oh, my. No, I.
Sorry. I guess I should have specified that.
Yeah, you said $1.99. I'm like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, if I would have said.
$1.99? I'm in.
Yeah, no, $1.99
a bottle.
A
case.
$22.99 for a case.
Can you get me a case?
I mean, I want
two cases.
I guess apparently if they can deliver to Ohio, then I guess it could be picked up.
I'll put a deposit down on a mailboxes, et cetera.
There you go.
Mailboxes, et cetera.
But apparently it is a happy birthday to Miller High Life because it was 113 years ago today that it was introduced. And obviously it probably still tastes exactly as it did back in 1903.
Here you go, Dan.
As you knock bottle.
It's empty. What? It's all. Oh, that's why. Right.
Good thing it's empty.
Yeah, I know.
I want that. No, I'm in for $1.99. Are you kidding me?
$1.99.
Hell yeah. Like popping them bottles.
Pop that $7.50.
Right. I mean, shit. I've been walking in the club, take the labels off and shit.
Yeah.
And
just like, oh. Dude. With a clear bottle of champagne.
What y'all drinking? Oh, we drinking the High Life.
We're drinking the ultimate champagne.
Yeah, ultimate
here.
Champagne.
You got your ace over there? I got this.
R.I.P. Wendell.
We'll be competing with the guys drinking ace with a bottle of High Life. I'm in. We'd be having more fun, too, I guarantee you. Like, you spent $1,000. We spent $2.
Put at a bar, the markup's 5%. Right? Oh, yeah. So it's $9.99.
Yeah, I spent $10. You spent $1,000.
Gray Goose. High Life.
Oh, man.
Oh, goodness.
I mean, if we could pull that off, I'd be doing that. All like, yeah, what up, fam? You got your Magnum Vase. Got my Magnum High Life.
I got my Magnum Life. You don't know nothing about that life.
Oh, and I still got money in my pocket now.
What right. All right, so I'm going to try and go through a couple other another article here. We'll see what the consensus is. Draft Magazine came out with their list of the best beer names of 2016, and basically they just made this list. I'm pretty much going to kind of go through it in order of what they had and
just the name of the beer.
Just the name of the beer. And, well, I mean, if you want details of what the beer is, we can go through the details too. We'll see what we'll kind of do it bracket style and see what comes out number one. And just pretty much go around the room, see what beats what. So for number one, so the first matchup, we'll just put it the one seed from Kent Falls Brewing, walking away in slow motion while the car explodes behind you.
What kind of beer is though?
Is it a it's an Imperial Goza.
It is, yes, it is Imperial Goza combining it's mango and lime
name.
Zest.
It's a wasted name on a shitload of beer.
Going against, of course, Goose Island's rare Bourbon County.
Why is this a name?
Away.
Why
walking
why,
away?
Why because, is that even a
because to quote the Princess Bride, you use that word. I don't think you know what that word means.
Rare?
Yeah.
Yes.
Because they re-released a bunch of rare in like Target stores and it pissed off everyone because it's now not rare.
Walking away.
That's me crying over it.
Walking on the sun. I pick walking on the sun.
All right, Smash Mouth.
Thank you, Smash Mouth. Yeah.
All right, Guy Fieri slash no, Smash
Mouth. I didn't say flame t-shirt with frosted
slash ICP.
They're all right. The same person.
No. All right, so walking away wins that one. So number two seed, Barbarian Streisand. Against seven seed, Basil Better Have My Money.
Oh, God. Oh, those are both good.
I'm going to go with Basil on this one.
I'll go with that one, too.
Just because I always think about the workaholics, like, bitch better have my honey.
I got to go with Basil.
Yeah, that's funny. Oh,
that's three.
I was going to go Barbarian, but after you said Basil.
I'll be Democratic and choose Barbarian.
Hold on, what was the South Park character that after Barbara?
Mecha Streisand.
Yeah, Mecha Streisand. Yeah, that's basically what they were going after. All right, so I guess Basil does the upset in that one. All right, three seed, I Dunkled in My Pants from Figueroa Mountain Brewing versus the six seed from Noble Ray Brewing Company, Sex in a Canoe.
Dunkled.
Because close to water.
Because the Sex in a Canoe is a play on an old joke of... how is drinking insert macro lager here different from like having sex in a canoe?
It's fucking close to water.
It's fucking close to water. Exactly.
I'm gonna go with the first one was
dunkled in
my pants. That might be the sleeper in this one.
It's a great name.
Sounds like Dunkled wins that one.
Florida State. Busy surfing Facebook. Hold on.
I dunkled in my pants. That is for again. I said it was from Figueroa Mountain Brewing, which is a I guess
the, I hope it's a brown or a dark beer of some sort.
Hey, it actually won a gold medal at Great American Beer Festival and the World Beer Cup. So apparently, it's a decent beer. Last one, four seed Trump Hands.
What?
It only comes in 7 ounce bottles.
Yeah,
does it?
Versus the five seed. Pathological Lager.
Oh my God.
Both of them are Trump themed.
No, I'm gonna go with the small hands.
I like
hands.
Yeah, Trump.
The Pathological Lager is actually a saison. It says.
Yeah. Oh, you even failed there.
A saison with lemons.
Yeah. No. The name of Pathological Lager is a saison.
Because it's wrong. Because it's a wine.
It's a wine.
I see what they did there, but no.
Too much work.
Trump,
for that one.
Yeah. Thinking man's beer there. No.
So how does the top of the bracket look, Rob?
All right. So basically, we've got walking away in slow motion while the car explodes behind you versus, I guess, we'll go NHL style.
And so
that goes up against Basil Better Have My Money.
I'm going to go back with the Basil. I just think the Walking Away is just too long of a title.
Basil Better Have My Money.
But it's so damn cool just walking
it's like
away.
Dealing with a damn Pearl Jam.
Basil Better Have My Money.
No, it's like a Fallout Boy song.
We don't need sentences for a name of a beer.
Yeah.
It's been an upset.
I know exactly
don't
what song you're talking about, too.
You know exactly.
I know exactly what song you're talking about, too.
Their second album, the self-titled one.
Yeah.
So we got
to say
all right.
That's yellow letter, by the way.
Oh, yeah, that is. Damn it.
I dunkled in my pants.
Song. All right, so now I dunkled in my pants versus Trump hands.
Dunkled in my pants.
Dunkled in my pants.
Dunkled in my pants.
Yeah, that's funny as shit.
So right. It's Basil versus so Dunkel in my pants.
I'm going to go with Basil. I'm sticking with Basil.
Yeah.
I like that. as much as we're referring to shitting your pants.
I guess I'll be Democratic and choose Dunkel. Just to
Basil better have my money. Gets the win.
Oh, Jesus.
Let's just want to talk about pooping your pants.
We need to start having writing down all the names of the beer that Matt has had. We need to do that next year for
that's our 2017 resolution.
2017 right. Best named beers by Matt Bush.
Oh, so we're just going to start a list?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dude, yes.
Definitely.
Yeah. Except that'll be our new beers resolution.
This year, Always Too Malty is
ATM Brown.
The ATM Brown.
ATM Brown.
We are going to be right back.
Depends on how much you burn it.
Right back with the Better on Draft podcast. And we are back with the Better on Draft podcast, episode 65. As always, with segment 3 is 5 questions, but this time the tables have turned.
He's turning red already.
And we are going to be asking Matt Bush 5 questions. I gave him a few layups just to make sure that he feels good about himself. Oh. But first one,
what the hell, he doesn't give us layups.
I know. Yeah, well, there's 4 of us here.
It's because we're smart. Yeah, okay. Don't underestimate our asses.
So with the question number 1, what do we always start off with?
Geography.
Geography. Along with Texas, what state has the most college football teams that sell beer at their stadium?
Oh, shit.
The state of Texas?
Yes, along with the state of Texas. Sorry, along with the state of Texas, what other state has the most college football teams that sell beer at their stadium?
I think I'm going to go outside the box here. I was under the impression that for a while, the NCAA banned beer at their stadiums.
For the
stadiums.
Most part, it's still true.
And I only know of one school that sells beer at its stadiums, at its stadium rather. So I'm going to go with the state that state's in, the school's in. I'm going to go with Minnesota.
Minnesota does. And it's the only school in Minnesota that does.
I'm going to say, and they took a loss this year.
So Texas has 6, along with Texas, Ohio.
I would have said Ohio.
So
I've been to an Ohio State, well, outside of Ohio State.
See, that was the article I brought
Minnesota
up 2 weeks ago.
Minnesota and Maryland are the Ohio. Only Big Ten teams that have alcohol.
Because it's more expensive to insure a nuclear power plant than a college football stadium.
Oh, gee.
True story.
I was going to say that sounds true. That'd be one of those truth or lies where I'd be
You have 18,000 undergrads, half of which are underage, if not more, trying to buy. Yeah. Terribly liable.
All right, so here's your softball.
Okay.
This is name the 3 stadiums and teams that play in Major League Baseball that are sponsored by beer companies.
Coors Field, which is for the Rockies. Miller Park, which is for the Milwaukee Brewers. And Busch Stadium for the St. Louis Cardinals.
There you go.
There you go. Good job.
And Rolling Rock Stadium for the Pittsburgh Pirates. Just kidding. Just kidding.
I was like, I don't. I looked at it real quick. I studied it. So as always, number 3, Matt Bush named that beer. Now it's a little bit different since it's just Matt.
Yes.
He gets 3 questions. And
my beer's gotten warm. Can I get another sip?
A photo. You
I
take
finished mine. Oh so God. I'm out.
Okay.
I just
so I have 3 questions. Right.
You have 3 questions.
My first, yeah. How do you feel about that, Nick?
Okay, let me just drink that.
My first question is going to be, have we had this beer on the show before?
No.
Okay.
He's looking at the picture.
No, I actually wrote down questions.
Oh, did you?
Yes. Wow. So
he did get a picture of the
cooler set.
Coolers that I picked the beer out of. So that's what we were discussing. So what does the beer taste like? Explain it to us.
I get bready notes, very bready notes.
It's a lot of yeast.
A flat head, for sure. Makes me want to vomit a little bit.
We got a cup there.
I know, I have 2 cups, actually, just for that purpose.
You're going to spew into this.
Is anyone throwing up? No, no one's throwing up on this show yet.
No, not yet.
Break the seal,
okay,
Matt.
So
throw up.
If I chug this, I could. it's definitely not an FMB. It's definitely not any sort of flavored beer.
Well, there's got to be some flavor in there.
I'm just
not good.
The flavor is exactly. No. The flavor is delicious. Stop kidding yourselves.
I'm gonna guess that it's like an F, like a malt beer, like a malt liquor. So, like, my next question is the word ice in on the label?
Yes.
See, that's kind of where I was going. Now, here's my thought process. We've had Natty Ice, or we've had Natural Ice. No, we haven't. But we've had Milwaukee's Best Ice. So neither of those are in it. I'll tell you guys. I looked at this photograph, and I saw an indent where Sapporo is. So I almost thought that you grabbed the Sapporo and then took the picture. And so I picked Sapporo is what I thought you would get to freak me out. So I'm glad. I'm kind of glad that that's not the case, but I'm pretty sure my liver is not. So I know it's also not Ice House because we've also had that on the show.
So Dan, you like this?
Yeah.
Nick, what are your thoughts?
Don't ask me that fucking question. Shit.
Man, I think you know what it is. Let's see.
I'm going to the area where the standard cans are. So,
oh, God.
My next question is... Is this...
This is your third question.
My third and final question. I know it's not a Molson Ice. We've also had that on the show. We've had Max Ice on the show, but it wasn't the cherry variety, the variety. So I'm going to ask you, is this an American beer?
Well, yes, it is brewed in America.
America.
Fuck yeah. America or America? What's your question? That's America.
Is it brewed in America or America?
Well, I'm going to go with America. So... The way you guys kind of looked at it kind of confused me as to why you would not have an answer right away. So I'm going to go ahead. Oh, I already asked my third question.
Yes, you did.
Yes, you did.
So
Nick has more if you need more.
No.
Well, I can pour you another glass if you want me to.
No, I've got half a glass. It's just getting warm. So I really...
have way too unrefined palate. Holy crap.
So, all right. So, here, I'm narrowing it down to one of two.
Uh-oh.
It's either Schlitz Bull Ice or it's Bud Ice. And I'm not sure which way I want to go. It's super dry, so it makes me think Bud Ice. But I don't think I've ever had Schlitz Bull Ice. I don't ever think I've felt this way when I drink a beer before. So that's kind of weird.
How he said that.
I don't think I've ever felt this way about
this
drinking
way
a beer
I
before.
Drink a beer. That's scary.
That's like a line out of a romantic comedy.
All right.
I don't think I've ever felt this way after drinking a beer.
You know, I'm gonna go with Bud Ice.
Ladies and gentlemen,
final answer.
Oh, you failed.
Oh, you're
that
wrong.
Was a 50-50. You had
you
it.
You had it.
I thought you had it when you when you were
Schlitz
narrowing it down.
Bull Ice.
I thought
ice
for sure you had it.
Liquor.
You were on the right track. I was like, he's got it. Before you even asked the third question,
headquartered
like,
in L.A.
Was. Son of I.
But,
I
you know, I
should sure have
thought. I should have. But isn't Schlitz like from Milwaukee?
Founded in Milwaukee in 1849.
I wasn't sure why you, when you kind of cross-eyed looked when I said, is it brewed
because it's owned by Pabst. You asked me if it was an American.
I'm trying to figure out if it's Russian.
But Pabst
or...
is still like, I was trying to figure out if it was, because my next guess was Labatt Ice.
Pass me that bottle, fam.
Oh. There you go, Dan.
Pass me that bottle, fam.
He's go, finishing
I'll be honest, this is.
Question number four. Matt, I thought you had
seriously,
it. I really thought
I mean,
had
I got it down
as
to the.
As soon dude. As.
You know, if you had...
See, I think if you didn't have the picture...
I would have never gotten it. I wouldn't have got close. I would have stuck with Bud Ice on this one. Anyways, I don't
God,
know...
God, you were a coin flip away from having that. I was like, I
didn't
see,
that's what, think that was the 11th tiebreaker.
Tiebreaker.
Next question.
Flip. All right. Question number four.
Oh, this is wrong.
you're cutting it with the diet burners.
Yeah.
Trying to cleanse
I mean, try to cherry 7 up.
It's
I mean,
empty.
Damn.
The World Series of Beer Pong is a yearly tournament with a cash prize of $10,000, $15,000, $25,000, or 50,000.
Damn, I want to play beer pong. I don't care which
10,
one
15,
of those.
25, or 50. Are those the numbers that you gave me?
Those are the numbers that I gave you.
10, 15, 25, or 50.
Is that the to the winner?
To the winner.
No, to the loser. The first one out gets 10,000.
That could be the top three doubles. Split.
I'm going to go 10. I'm going to go 10,000.
Nope.
I'm just not doing well today.
It's okay.
The Schlitz.
The correct answer is 50,000.
50,000?
50,000.
50,000.
Damn.
For the World Series of Beer Pong in Las Vegas, Nevada.
I could do that.
That's as much as like the Rock, Paper, Scissors champion.
No, that's not at Blondie's. They used to do it at Flamingo's. I don't know where they do it now.
I think it's at Binion's.
We're at there's no room there. Where at Flamingo's where they fucking do it?
I don't know, but they have a lot of people that show up. Like, there's actually a documentary. It might still be on Netflix.
I think I've seen it.
But it's like Road. Where? Here, I'm bringing it up right now just to.
I got it right.
Oh, you don't have to pull it up like the video. I'm just wondering.
No, not the video. I'm trying to figure out where. Like, that's the. Like, where exactly is it? It's at Westgate Las Vegas Resort now.
Okay, yep.
So, and that's going to be this year, June 1st to the 5th, 2017.
Remember that Blondie's,
Yep,
drank, like, free beer. Like,
oh, yeah, we drank a lot at that Blondie's tournament. But the rules for, like, they have, like, the very, very progressive beer pong rules where you can, like, lean over and... you know, if you have someone like Martin on your team or Tayshaun Prince, you know, where you could just like dunk it in.
I got Manute Bowl. Manute Bowl.
Manute Bowl.
Oh,
is
Manute.
He dead?
Yes,
dead.
Manute
yeah,
Bowl.
He's died a long time ago.
All right. You ready for question five?
I guess. I mean, I'm really failing at this. We need to do this more often so I can step my quiz game up.
You got the softball question, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was 50-50. I'm really going to kick myself.
This is another softball question, at least if you know. Either you'll know it or you won't. What band led by John Fogerty got one of the three words in its name from a TV commercial for Olympia Beer?
John Fogerty?
John Fogerty.
John Fogerty played the halftime show for a Thanksgiving Day game maybe 10 years ago.
I don't know.
A little bit less than that.
What, John Fogerty band?
Yeah. John Fogerty led band.
Okay. Let me tell you how wide my John Fogerty knowledge is. It's about as full as this can.
So you don't know who John Fogerty is?
I've heard of the name John Fogerty.
Obviously.
He played a Lions Thanksgiving halftime before.
That helps me.
That's my knowledge.
It is quite obvious that you're not playing center field in this one.
Put me in coach. Okay, so that's John Fogerty. What is his band name?
Yeah.
This is the John Fogerty
Olympia Beer?
Band?
Yeah, so it's a three-worded band name, and one of the words came from a TV commercial for Olympia Beer.
He has a three-word band.
Yes, he does. Now, I'll tell you right now, I do not know the questions you're asking.
Is it the John Fogerty band?
It is not the John Fogerty band.
I've never heard of Olympia Beer or
Olympia Beer is out of Seattle.
I was going to guess Olympia, Washington, so yeah.
You will know once you know the band. It should.
It's not Wings.
This is obscure. This is not 2016 knowledge.
This is... Oh, man.
What band in 1962?
A three-word band.
Three-word band.
Can you give me, like, a year of origin for this band?
1959 to present.
Okay, you guys living in your past. I like this music from 50 years ago. I wasn't
right.
Even...
So, let's think. It's not Chicago. It's
Is
not
it
the
Salt
Beatles.
Lake City? That's the only three-word fucking,
It's not Poison.
It is
three words.
That's not Come even on. In the right genre.
Right.
Poison.
A three-word band from the 50s.
Fifties and onward.
Made in the 50s.
Yeah, but it started in the 50s.
Yeah, started in the 50s.
You guys need to move your fucking mindset forward.
So I have to think of a band that started in the 50s that has three words in its name. How about Three Dog Night?
Three Dog Night.
Wow.
No.
Not that far off, but at least three words. I mean,
Rob?
Would that be CCR?
Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Thank you.
Born Will that be? Bayou.
It's 2016. Does that fit in?
Well, I mean, every question involves something about the past.
There's got to be
there's
at some
a bad
point
moon on the right.
You
Come
listening
on,
to a CCR
when,
song.
When you hang
sure
on music from the past, you really
I wasn't
need to
hanging on music. I was asking a question that involved beer and a band.
A lot of people are obsessed.
Hey, Nick, Google Olympia beer and find out when it was discontinued. Odds are I'm going to go before 1975.
Olympia beer. Olympia Brewing Company?
Sure.
Is that sound familiar? Founded in 1896.
By Asians. It's 1896.
It means a whale's vagina.
What? Existed until 1983 when it was acquired by Pabst Brewing.
Okay. So
for
we're talking
the
about
price
beer
of seven.
No, oh, the Russians wait, no. bought out the Asians. Shocking.
So Dan was alive in 83.
I was.
Rob, were you alive in 83?
Yeah, me and
yes.
Rob were.
Okay. So two of the people on the show, out of the five, were even alive the last time this beer was brewed.
Yeah.
So, and we expect to pull out a CCR reference?
Yeah, exactly.
I thought John Fogerty would give you the...
I thought so, too.
You know, I think about like Neil Young and those people when I think of CCR. I don't even know why.
Why
Neil Young and Crosby, Stills, Nash.
That doesn't make any sense.
I think of that era know. Music, like, keep your bullshit. Music has really progressed in the
I mean,
last
Rob and
years.
I couldn't be doing this podcast in the 50s.
Has John Fogerty fronted any other bands besides CCR?
Chicago?
She has not fronted Chicago.
Chicago.
Boston?
Or Boston.
Or Kansas.
Or Wings.
Or Kansas.
How about Toto? Do you front Toto? No, he doesn't weigh 400 pounds. He doesn't weigh 400 pounds.
I do miss the rains in Africa.
I guess he fronted
Rob,
the Gollywogs.
Hell no, I have not.
Don't even.
I was quoting the song.
So one out of five. Now I know what failure tastes like. This Schlitz Bull Ice.
Ken, Africa right now.
I saw the Schlitz Bull Ice and like literally I snapped the photo and then grabbed it and left.
Did like
Ken put on Toto Africa right now.
Did you hear an awe when you saw the Schlitz Bull Ice?
Oh yeah.
Was
oh,
it
yeah.
just like it has stuck?
By the way, what was funny is when you said that I got it from a Wayne County door, I actually got it from right down the road when you saw me leaving here to grab it.
Oh, that's what you were doing.
You know, the thing
that's
is...
That's even funnier.
That's not what the shelf tags used to look like in Macomb and Oakland County, so I was just kind of shocked. But
oh, for good.
Schlitz Bull Ice. Is there a date on that bottle by chance?
Dan's got it, but you know where you could get beer like Schlitz Bull Ice and plenty
Schlitz
of other beers?
Where's
and
that?
You actually find
it is
at
Zuna Liquor. I don't think they carry Schlitz Bull Ice.
I guarantee you that they do.
You know, if you ask politely.
I'll ask Jack.
I
should
have asked Jack and Gus
only
when I was there.
8.2% alcohol.
That was
going to
be one of my other questions. What's the APV on that?
8%.
So go check out Zuna Liquor, Rochester Road, south of M59.
I definitely know a place where
you know who brews beer better than Schlitz Bull Ice?
Who?
North Center Brewing.
North Center Brewing.
Without a doubt.
Over in Northville, Michigan.
Without question.
Check it out. Definitely try to get the brown ale. They still sponsor us.
If I have stomach cancer tomorrow,
the stout is awesome.
Are you going to see Matt sending pictures in the morning of him like grabbing his chest like, why am I in so much
pain? I'm already grabbing my stomach.
See, you didn't see the behind the scenes when I got home last week. Because that was some painful
real talk.
That was some real.
I didn't get an angry Facebook message from your wife, so it wasn't that bad.
Yeah, no. That was some painful shit.
So, all right, guys. So we're about wrapping up for our last episode of the year.
Did you answer the last question?
I got it wrong.
Oh,
it was not
Cleetus.
It's one for five.
Did I miss it?
It was clear. You were bitching about music from the 60s the entire time.
Yes.
So, Kent, if you have a new beer's resolution, a New Year's resolution involving beer, what would it be? What's one thing that you do or don't want to do in 2017, or what you do or don't want to see in 2017 regarding beer?
For me, I would prefer, or I would like to try more IPAs.
We got one right here.
Not right now. That's still, for the new year.
That's for two days from now.
New year, as you can.
Good thing it says drink after, enjoy after 12/24/16.
We should have drank it last week.
I know, right?
On 12/23.
On 12/23, yeah.
Take a picture of it and send it to Stone.
This beer sucks.
Are we doing it right? No, I would like to try a little bit more IPAs, be more apt to trying IPAs, because even when I don't go, when I go to breweries and I stop, I still don't drink IPAs because I don't like them. And I've really tried to, but I've grown so much into liking bourbon barrel aged beers. You know, remember like a year and a couple months ago when we started the show, just the three of us, how much I hated barrel aged beers.
Yeah. And that was becoming the big thing at the time, and it's grown into from almost like a niche market. I like using that term, niche market. To what it is now. And people, you know, the beer chasing and trading and.
And I'd like to go to at least two beer festivals this year, the Up North Beer Fest. Not the Up North, the UP.
Yep. UP.
And GABF.
Ooh.
Is that in Colorado?
Colorado, yeah. Denver.
Yeah. I've driven. That's like a 24-hour drive up.
Nick's driven it. I know that.
I've done that.
Yeah, that was a fun drive. Good thing I didn't have to drive on the way there. I drove back, though.
What about you, Robert?
Sours. I hate sours as much as you hate IPAs, but I think I really need to give them a try this year.
No, you don't.
I know, I don't.
You don't have to force yourself to like an inferior type of beer.
But, I mean, at the same time.
You didn't tell me that about IPAs.
IPAs are acceptable. Sours, no.
I have to, unlike what I pretty much call the SNS band, because I will never watch a movie with Adam Sandler or directed by M. Night Shyamalan.
The Village was so good, though.
Yeah, whatever.
What about, what was it with the wind where it killed people?
The Happening.
No.
Mark Wahlberg jumped off a roof. It's the best thing I've ever seen.
I feel like I've not given sours a fair chance. I still kind of feel like in the end, I'm still not going to like them, but I feel like I at least have to give them a shot. So drinking a couple more sours, and by a couple, I actually mean two. I will leave it at that, and we will see what happens.
Dan, you got any new beers resolutions?
Yeah, how many fucking beer snobs can I punch in the face? You think I'm kidding? I'm trying not to laugh because of Rob right now, but if I could shut down every fucking beer snob in 2007, I'm done.
All right.
You can go there.
Nicholas.
Let's not annihilate our listener base.
Oh, good Lord.
Definitely would like to get back out to Cider Days in 17. Definitely want to be able to.
What about the Cascale Fest? Can we get back to the Cascale?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And the Belgian Festival?
Yeah. Hail Fest?
The Cascale Festival? Yes.
Definitely want to hit up a couple of the festivals. Cider Days being one. Obviously, missed the one in Great Eastern Market. Want to get back to that.
It's so much better on Friday, by the way.
Oh, I bet. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going this time. as for beer styles. Kind of going with Robert on the sours. I'm really not too crazy about them, but you know, definitely want to try and give it a try again in 17.
Yeah,
yeah.
I might actually take away my my Jolly Pumpkin ban because I just don't. I don't go there.
Matt Bush.
You know, I'm going to continue to dislike Browns and other malt forward beers just because I know I'm not going to like them.
Fuck them.
Yeah. It's more for you guys, to be honest. I'm not going to like it, so I don't want to waste it. Like when you guys bring in these. Stouts and shit. I know it's in the long run, it's just gonna waste its existence on my palate. One thing I think I want to do this year is brew. Something that I've always thought about doing, but
you
I've never
do it. Hook me up. We'll do that. Well, you want to brew? We'll brew.
It's just something I've never done. I might just buy a kit and just do it once, and then see what it's like, and then do that a couple times and get adventurous. But I think at this time in a year, I'd like to have something that's unique fermenting, not like it's gonna be like stupid, but you know, maybe. Just something that is outside the box. Maybe I want to brew two or three times, try something, and then have something that maybe is just unique. Something that at least the six of us could enjoy. There's only five of us here, so right, that's
so,
different.
Right. So let me put this out to them. We have 8 minutes left. Hi. Hey, what's up,
hey.
Ken?
Hi, Dan.
Good to meet you. I'll see you down. Are we going to Synergy later?
Synergy? No,
I don't know. What I'm just fucking with you.
I'd be down.
Oh, well, now. All right, we'll talk about that after
peer
the
pressure.
Show. So, yeah. You want to brew. Rob, you've mentioned you want to brew.
Yeah.
I've brewed about a year and a half, off and on, not a big thing. Do you guys want to put together a beer, show beer? I know Urban Rust put something together. Like, hey, come do this. If you guys want to do this, my kitchen isn't big enough. Ken, I know yours isn't, but we can figure out.
Yeah, I mean,
I got a full
house.
Actually, either of our houses work too. To do a 5-gallon batch, we could do it.
I got more than enough room.
You need a stovetop. Let's fucking do a beer. All right.
All right. Better on draft brown?
Even if it's a kit, like you said, and a kit only involves using extract, like liquid or dry extract. Only difference. We can do a batch, dry hop it like you want. We'll figure it out. Whatever you want to dry hop, we can do a 2-stage. It's not good to do a 2-stage. We can talk about it off the show.
Okay.
Well, we'll do something
too. No, I'm going to. If you guys want to brew a beer, let's do it. Let's do a better on draft beer.
Let's do it.
All right. We'll do something to compete with a recliner, whatchamacallit, interracial love child.
No, but you guys even doing this puts you above the people bitching about beer like you're fucking.
Yeah, but then we have to go to breweries and tell people that they need to add more.
No,
and they need more. I
don't do that.
What's with their IBUs?
No.
No, I think I actually.
It's a science, and it's fun, though, at the same time. So.
And the funny thing is that I think.
We'll let Matt name it.
Oh, yes, of course. Matt will name it. But I think my mom actually bought me a brew kit for Christmas.
There's
this huge ass box that's sitting. That I brought home from her house that was not completely wrapped, and at the very bottom of it, it looks like a pot. So I kind of
feel
like...
So she brought you the whole thing.
I feel like she just bought me a brew kit, which is ridiculous, because I told her not to buy me anything
expensive. The only thing that separates like the kit from actual beer is the mash, and the mash takes like 2 hours between the heating... We can do it.
And we can drink during that time.
Yeah. Well, no, we can, but we can take the liquid malt, extract the LME, and... just make beer. It'll
take. Can we make an infected beer?
Oh, of course. Why
if
not?
We fuck up, but it's hard to. It really is hard.
Do you think North Center Brewing Company? We could brew there, or just put on draft there.
I'm sure they'd let us come over there and do.
We
a style.
Only need them to. If we want to do that, we only need them to keg it. We can make everything without it. So we can do a 5-gallon. A corny is a 5-gallon. That's all we need. If you want to tap it somewhere, we can reach out. Let's make a beer.
We can tap it here.
Like
we can make a really bad beer and then bring it here and tap it.
And it'll sit here for 6 months.
Everyone.
Let's do that, though. So January, we'll figure out, not right here, right now, we'll figure out something to make. We'll do it.
I'm down. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Do the better on draft Olympics.
It's
during the
shocking
time.
How easy it is. You guys are going to be shocked. Be like, oh, this is it.
We'll just leave you with the name.
No, Matt's going to name it.
It'll have to hit my lips first.
all I can think is the beer fest scene where they're all drinking the beer.
Just keep it between. I will say this: keep it between 5 and 7%. If we're going to like 10, it's hard to do.
You're right
with extract, but we're good.
Okay,
that was hot.
Wow, Nicholas.
Hold on, Nick. Open this and drink it right now. I want you to open that.
Yes,
right now.
Open up that.
No, he's gonna drink it. He's gonna drink it.
And Nick is about to introduce us to or introduce them because I don't like it. But is the Dogfish?
I want him to drink the hot dog.
Give me a cup.
Beer for breakfast.
Yeah, grab me one too.
Which is
it's a stout.
Basically, is a stout that is brewed with.
Good old I want to see is someone else drink this.
Pennsylvania scrapple.
Just a touch.
Yeah, you need
stop.
You need a little bit more of a touch.
Press your luck, Matt Bush.
Don't
no
you
whammies.
Awe that. You drink that shit. You drink it right now.
Wow. So you want me to mix this and
Schlitz
Boys?
Is that what we're making? Are we going to make a clone?
We're not clone? Making a scrapple clone.
I was going to say, I could get some interesting.
I don't taste any scrapple. All it tastes is.
Here, Ken, you want some of this?
Yeah.
Here.
Let me
here.
I can get some interesting animal parts from
to me
yeah, you're Polish
Gratiot
just go down to any place and just
I'll just go to Gratiot Central. I can get pig head or whatever.
That tastes like hot dog refinery.
No, it doesn't.
I'd rather have
so
pig
on the box it says as Matt drained not really drained.
That's
more,
not bad.
But,
I've mixed it with
Schlitz
Polite. Do you want to try
it? It says our sweet and smoky stout is chock full of breakfast ingredients and boasts huge savory coffee notes.
Well, breakfast ingredients?
So
raw egg, raw
I'm getting
bacon.
Sick tonight.
So the
there's going to be a Facebook Live of Better on Draft.
Oh,
we just
God. Tune in to Facebook Live later for Matt Bush puking.
Dude, I'm going to toss these cookies harder than the dude on the cookie crisp.
It's not.
But.
Oh, my gosh. It's not bad, but it's nothing that I'm, jumping
yeah,
out of my chair.
Yeah, without a beverage.
You want a bottle, Ken?
Yeah, I'll take a bottle.
Take a bottle here.
Ooh.
Dan, you want to try it?
Thank you.
It's so rough.
I'm good.
No.
It's definitely smoky.
I'm just going to drink a whole bottle.
I want a chloroseptic now so I can just make my throat not feel
things. Would you like some milk of magnesia? Trust mom.
It's okay. It's not bad, but it's I've had better.
I like to thank my father for making me watch PBS documentaries on how hot dogs were made in the 80s, which is why I hate hot dogs so much. That is why that beer to me tastes like
shit.
Yes. It is pure hot dog refinery and actually
I'm not
makes
getting
me
the hot dog
ill.
Thing though. That's it, thing.
I can't take that stuff.
Yeah, I don't taste even pork in this thing. I just taste badness. Like this makes,
like that Schlitz that you just had?
I don't even know what's like this.
Yeah,
is
what's
like,
worse, Schlitz or this? Especially taking into account your hatred for darker beers.
Right. I mean,
you know, I want to say, I feel like I have to say Schlitz.
Wow.
Out of respect for these people at Dogfish Head, but it's really a 1-1A.
Damn, here comes the bull.
So that's going to do it for us here at Better on Draft. You all have a happy new year. Be safe this new year. We'll see you in 2017. And remember, no matter what you think of your beer, we think it's Better on Draft.
Good night, everybody.
Have a good night.